Welcome back to PuckCord, episode number 31. Choosing the right career and choosing the right path for your life. Let me ask you a few scenarios. What if you wanted to study arts and humanities against the wish of your parents who say, Mera beta engineer banega, ya meri beti doctor banegi? What would you do? How would you feel if you studied in a field for a very long time, like pharmacy, and just because of one failed course, you could not get a degree allowing you to practice and get a real job in that field? What if you were pressured into going to medical school and wanted to drop out? And what if you managed to drop out and switch to another field like computer science and had to aggressively catch up with other students while being asked, "Ke beta, aapne kyun choda medicine?" How do you get up after being put down like that at such a crucial point in your life? These are, by the way, real problems from real people that are actually attending today's episode. They will be presenting their problems, they will be talking about their issues, and I'm sure many of you listeners will be relating to them. We also offer advice to overcome these difficulties in life and career choices. So in today's episode, I invited three people of different ages and motivations. We have Muskan, 18 years old. She was in our Night Owls episode before. We have Hamza, who is 25 years old, and he was in our music episode. And then we have Aiza, 22 years old, from Islamabad.
Mera naam Aiza. I'm a student at NEST. I'm doing MSIT here.
Aiza was the one who actually brought this issue to me. And that's how we actually started discussing this and recording this as a podcast episode.
So, har bache mein, har ladke mein engineer dekhte hain idhar. Usme bhi doctor dekha ja sakta. But ladki waise hi doctor banegi. That is pre-decided.
Ye aajkal bhi aisa hi hota hai.
Exactly.
Small side note, Aiza was having microphone issues, so we weren't able to hear a lot from her and her voice might be a little bit choppy.
कह दिया जाता है कि तुमने ये बनना है एंड इवेंचुअली उनके भी जो ड्रीम्स होते हैं वो उसको शटर ऑफ करके ना दे जस्ट गो विद दैट फ्लो क्योंकि उस टाइम वो बेसिक्स होती हैं आपकी जो आगे आपको उन्हीं की ही बेस पे सब कुछ सीखना होता है वहाँ से अगर ही मतलब बेसिक्स ही स्ट्रॉन्ग नहीं होती लाइक अगर मेडिकल है लाइक आई वाज और मैंने स्विच किया देन कंप्यूटर साइंस किया बहुत ही बड़ा गैप मैंने फील
स्विच कब किया व्हेन डिड यू स्विच फ्रॉम मेडिकल टू कंप्यूटर साइंस
एफएससी करके
अच्छा एफएससी करके डिड योर पेरेंट्स हैव इश्यूज विद दैट
समहाउ अगेन वही बात या इंजीनियर या डॉक्टर देयर इज नो आर्ट्स इन बिटवीन देयर इज नो सोशल साइंसेस इन बिटवीन नो ह्यूमैनिटीज इन बिटवीन देयर आर्ट्स का तो नाम ही नहीं ना लेना
या राइट
आर्ट्स वाले तो पता नहीं तेरे क्या होता है देयर इज नो बिजनेस इन बिटवीन
ये एक आर्ट्स वाली इधर बैठी हुई है I feel you और बिल्कुल हर बात से मैं सहमत हूँ हमारी वाकई में बहुत गंदी होती है एंड आई एम डूइंग लाइक राइट नाउ आई एम इन एफए बेसिकली नॉट एफएससी एफए तो आई गेट यू आई टोटली गेट यू एंड बहुत सही बात बोल रही है बंदी दैट्स एग्जैक्टली इट
आई एम इन कंप्लीट एग्रीमेंट
सो इन दिस एपिसोड अगेन वी हैव एन 18 ईयर ओल्ड अ 22 ईयर ओल्ड अ 25 ईयर ओल्ड एंड देन मायसेल्फ 29 ईयर्स ओल्ड Having a broad age group in this episode allowed us to not only share our issues with each other about school life, but also be able to answer some of them, with the majority of the answers coming from Hamza and myself, since both of us have actually completed school and gone through this. So our conversation takes off from here, with Aiza describing her issues with dropping out of med school in favor of computer science, and then we'll cover a broad range of topics after that. Hope you enjoyed. This was a really good conversation.
जब मैंने वो किया कंप्यूटर साइंस बहुत से लोग इवन टीचर्स यूज टू से आप प्री मेडिकल से होके इसमें आई हैं तो इट विल टेक अ लॉट्स ऑफ एफर्ट
यू नो व्हाट्स इंटरेस्टिंग इज यहाँ पे एक्चुअली काफ़ी लोग प्री मेडिकल से ड्रॉप आउट हो जाते हैं जिनको मैं एक्चुअली पर्सनली भी जानता हूँ और बड़ी खुशी से वो कहते हैं एक्चुअली वो मतलब उनको कोई शर्म नहीं महसूस होती ये कहने में कि आई चेंज माई माइंड यू नो मेरे लिए बहुत मुश्किल था या मेरे लिए यू नो सही नहीं लग रहा था द टाइम कमिटमेंट व्हाटएवर यू नो मेरे लिए वो दिलचस्प नहीं था फॉर एग्जांपल पीपल जस्ट चूज व्हाट दे वांट लेकिन हाँ ये इतना है कि आर्ट्स का जो है ना जो आयजा तुमने बोला था आर्ट्स के आर्ट्स का नाम भी नहीं लेना वो यहाँ भी थोड़ा बहुत होता है लाइक सक्सेसफुल पेरेंट्स दे डोंट वांट देयर किड्स और इवन अनसक्सेसफुल वांट दे डोंट वांट देयर किड्स टू डू मेजर्स दैट माइट नॉट रियली हैव इनकम Right away, whatnot. तो उनकी कंसर्न वहाँ से आ रही होती है कि यार इकानमी का कोई पता नहीं होता तो यू नो यू नीड सम काइंड ऑफ मेजर करियर जो हर हालात में चल सके
exactly.
तो आई थिंक दैट्स वेयर दे आर कमिंग फ्रॉम
और सबसे पहले अगर बात होती है इवन योर फ्रेंड्स, ठीक है, वो भी मोस्टली पॉइंट आउट कर रहे होते हैं इसके बाद जॉब नहीं होगी, और अगर आपने प्रो नहीं होंगे तो फिर तो बिल्कुल जॉब नहीं होगी.
या राइट, हाँ वो तो है.
बहुत से लोगों से ये बातें सुनी गई थी.
हमजा, व्हाट डिड यू मेजर इन?
मेरी कहानी थोड़ी अजीब है, सो आई कैन कंप्लीटली रिलेट. ये जो सिलसिला है ना, बच्चा पैदा हुआ तो उसके बाद एक मतलब उससे करियर पाथ उसके साथ एक एसोसिएट हो गई चीज. फॉर एग्जांपल, आई नेवर हैड दैट मच प्रेशर इनिशियली, लेकिन फिर मैं कहूँगा कि देन सीइंग इन ग्रोइंग अप अराउंड पीपल, फैमिली, फ्रेंड्स, और हो गए लोग जो मेडिसिन के अंदर जा रहे हैं, जो मेडिकल फील्ड्स के अंदर मतलब एक्सेल कर रहे हैं, तो ऑटोमेटिकली एक प्रेशर होता है, एन एक्सपेक्टेशन होती है कि यू शुड ऑल्सो गो इन दैट फील्ड क्योंकि लुक्रेटिव है. तो आई एंडेड अप गोइंग इन टू फार्मेसी. मेरी डिग्री का हुआ ये कि व्हाट, सो आई व्हाइल्स्ट आई वाज स्टडीइंग आई एक्चुअली स्टार्टेड वर्किंग विद इन फार्मेसी, एंड मतलब मुझे बहुत हैंड्स ऑन एक्सपीरियंस मिला, मेरी अंडरस्टैंडिंग ज्यादा अच्छी बढ़ी, मेरी एप्लीकेशन बहुत अच्छी बन गई उस फील्ड में, एंड आई थॉट दैट वाज गोइंग टू बी माय करियर एट द एंड ऑफ इट. बट फिर हुआ ये कि देयर वाज अ लिटिल मॉड्यूल विद इन माय कोर्स दैट वाजंट अक्रेडिटेड, मतलब उसमें क्रेडिट्स इन्वॉल्व नहीं होते थे, बट दे वांटेड पीपल टू पास इट, but unka criteria kisi ko nahi pata tha, and on the basis of that they said that I didn't pass, and hence unhone mujhe apni, cuz mujhe masters milti degree ke andar, and only after the masters I would have been able to practice pharmacy. But what happened is unhone mujhe masters nahi di, they just gave me a bachelor's and they said you can't. So I ended up with a bachelor's and nothing to show for it and nothing to do with it. Matlab, there's nothing I can really do with it in pharmacology. Ye phir scenario bana. And to be honest, uske baad I'd sort of had enough of that feeling. And you know, one thing I realized at the end of that experience is, because obviously when you're limited with options, then you have to make yourself, then you have to open yourself up to new options and you have to create opportunities, right? So obviously us situation mein phir hua ye ki maine kaha, I started thinking about it. Maine kaha ki yaar, ek tunnel vision kisam ki ban jati hai, because you get into one line of a career and you think, yaar, yahin pe meri rozi roti hogi, yahin pe aage jaake matlab zindagi banegi. Lekin aap ye nahi sochte khuda na khasa kuch hota hai, ya any, you know, either or, for example, another opportunity opens up and you take it, then you realize ki the world is still a very open field and you can go into something else. So I actually ended up switching that completely, and even though now I'm studying accounts, you know, in finance, that's sort of what I'm studying in my own time, I'm actually working in a completely different area, which is facilities management. So wo matlab, it's just the weirdest place to be, because I know so much about medication and the health field, and after working in that environment, मतलब मेरी अंडरस्टैंडिंग बहुत अच्छी है. मतलब अभी भी मैं किसी के साथ बैठूंगा, ओके व्हाट मेडिकेशन यू आर ऑन, उसके साइड इफेक्ट्स क्या हैं, या डिफरेंट थिंग्स लाइक दैट, और इंटरेक्शंस क्या हो सकती हैं, बट आई डोंट गेट टू प्रैक्टिस इट, आई डोंट गेट टू डू एनीथिंग विद इट. नेचुरली आई हैव टू क्रिएट माय सॉर्ट ऑफ स्पेस समवेयर एल्स. इट्स अ चैलेंज, एंड अभी आई एम इन अ प्लेस वेयर आई एम थिंकिंग आई डोंट नो एग्जैक्टली वेयर आई विल स्टैंड इन द नेक्स्ट ईयर ऑर टू, यू नो. Lekin at the same time, I've stopped worrying about it because I just want to live my life. You know, I've noticed that the people that I've seen, you know, who are doctors and who are pharmacists and, you know, who are doing well in their fields, unki life mein aur kuch nahi hai. You know, they're not doing anything more interesting. So I think for the time being, my profession is a thing that I'm sort of putting aside and I'm spending more time on myself. Clearly, that's something I've been lacking. So I think that's what I'm doing at the moment. I don't know if that answers anything in the question, but
yeah, it does actually, because, and it rings a bell for me, because when you say, you know, they don't seem to, like, doctors and pharmacists, they don't seem to have much else going on in their lives.
Yeah.
I kind of felt the same way, but at the same time, I've spoken to people who were going for medical and they were extremely busy, stressed out like crazy. Right. But when you ask them, when I ask them, like, how do you feel? They'd be like, this is what I want to do. Like, it's not about my parents or anything. This is what I love. So I have to be a doctor. That is, and it really, I think it takes like true passion to actually get there too. It's not something that gets decided with your birth.
But you know, the only thing I have some very close friends who are either studying medicine or are doctors. Lekin, मतलब some who are doctors, you know, they definitely love their degree. और उनकी जो the when they give me a reason, मतलब जब वो मुझे अपनी कोई वजह देते हैं कि अच्छा इस वजह से ये study कर रहे हैं या उन्होंने इस career path को choose किया, मैं कहता हूँ ठीक है, you know what, you've justified it. लेकिन कुछ लोगों से जब मिलता हूँ, या अगर one of my friends, he's studying medicine, जब मैं उससे बात करता हूँ ना, it's his reasoning which I don't like, because फिर वहाँ पे ये बात आती है कि you know what, मतलब सबका सर ऊंचा होता है, अपनी सोसाइटी में आपकी स्पेस बनती है, आपको प्राइड एक महसूस होती है. प्राइड कम फ्रॉम व्हाटएवर यू डू, यू नो, इट शुडंट स्टेम फ्रॉम वन डिग्री. बिकॉज़ आई हैव नोटिस्ड, अब मैं यही बात करता हूँ कि व्हेन दिस हैपेंड विद मी और ऑल दीज फैमिली फ्रेंड्स एंड पीपल हु हर साल पूछे थे, अच्छा हमजा क्या कर रहे हैं, अब हमजा किस साल में है, मतलब it's got nothing to do with you, matlab why are you constantly asking. Lekin theek hai, poocho, koi masla nahi hai, poochte raho. Lekin phir hoti baat ye thi ki phir ab jab ye silsila hua to phir wo kehne lagi ki usne kyun nahi kiya ya acha tarike ho sakta hai wo. No, maine apna decision le liya, I am going in a different direction and I'm doing something else with my life, you know. Either you ask me about that or don't talk to me at all. Matlab at the end of the day, matlab meri life के अंदर सिर्फ वो चीज नहीं है, मेरी लाइफ के अंदर और भी चीजें हैं जो ऑल इनकम्पसिंग हैं. एंड यू नो, इट्स अ फैक्ट कि मैंने नोटिस किया है कि जो कॉम्प्लेक्स कह लें या क्या, कि आपने अगर मेडिसिन कर लिया तो आप हर मेडिसिन या कोई भी ऐसी बड़ी फील्ड में आप पोजीशन पे पहुंच गए, सो आप हर जो एक आम आदमी है ना, एनीबडी एल्स हु इज नॉट इन दैट फील्ड, इट्स एज इफ वो आपके स्टेशन के बिलो हैं एंड आप उनको हमेशा मतलब क्या कहते हैं, जूते की नोक पे रखते हैं. मतलब फॉर सम रीजन आप उनको इस तरीके से आप उनके साथ पेश आते हैं, मतलब ये मुझे चीज समझ नहीं आती.
That's definitely a cultural thing. Have you heard of, yeah, for example, the concept of a trophy wife?
Bro, trust me.
ये कुछ male doctor, like male doctor wannabes में थोड़ा कभी कभी होता है. Like, I'm not villainizing all people in medicine, obviously. You know, it's not the majority or we don't know how many there are. लेकिन ये देसी culture में definitely होता है. कि मतलब मैं डॉक्टर बनूंगा, I'll get a trophy wife, I'll have three cars, and like just the wrong reasonings to want to be, you know, it's not about like I care about patients or anything.
Getting back to Red's passion वाली बात, ठीक है, एक होता है passion और एक होता है determination, ठीक है. And I've seen a lot of people that go into medicine or any other field like in general, but let's just say medicine for now, okay. I've seen people that go into medicine because of not passion but rather determination and like negative motivation, theek hai, wo jaate hain apne parents ki wajah se, they're good at it, they're really good at it, but they don't have the passion for it. Like wo successful doctors hain, lekin agar kabhi unse poocho na to they're like, ke I never wanted to do this. My own dad is an example for that. My dad always says ke like right now he's retired, but उनसे आज भी जाके पूछो तो he's like, मैंने चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंसी करनी थी, I never wanted to do this, like, you know, I still want to do that, like, okay, I'm 67, whatever, but भाईजान ने नहीं करने दिया, भाईजान being like his, बड़े उस टाइम पे वो थे घर में, like, बड़े चाचू, तो see, he's like, भाईजान ने नहीं जाने दिया, तो what can I do about it, he still like resents it. So the thing is, you don't have to be passionate to be good at something. Passion comes within, like sabse zyada jo hoti hai determination and work ethic bhi aapka kafi zyada hota hai. Aksar cheezon mein aksar log aise hote hain jo kaam bahut acha kar jate hain lekin dil mein kabhi us kaam ko acha nahi jante, wo sirf zid mein aake wo kaam kar jate hain.
Personal satisfaction nahi hoti.
Exactly, nahi hoti. And seriously though, I've seen it like so many, and me personally, abhi jaise Hamza ne baat ki na ke like he's got his majors in one thing and then he is studying another thing and then now working another thing. So I don't understand, me personally, personal opinion, I don't get how people are, you know, become so multidimensional. Legit, I can, like me personally, I went up to my dad, maine jab matric mein jab sciences li thi, nahi hui mujhse, mere sar ke upar se guzar gayi. I was like, dude, I cannot do this. Halanki negative motivation ho sakti thi. Main mom dad ke dard se bol sakti thi ki nahi yaar, maine karna to yahi karna hai. But the scene is, I had to walk up to my dad and I had to say, I can't do this. Ye mere sar mein, mere beje mein padi nahi raha. Like, I can't, ye mujhe samajh hi nahi aa raha, main padhun to padhun kaise. And then he gave me an incentive. He was like, okay, you don't want to do this. And I'm like, yeah, I don't. He's like, acha, फिर क्या करना है. एंड ही टोल्ड मी सिविक्स लो, सोशियोलॉजी लो. ही वाज लाइक, इंजीनियरिंग करनी है. आई वाज लाइक, आपको पता है, सक एट मैथ्स. And then he's like, okay, so kya karna hai? And you know that like emotional blackmailing jaisa look hota hai parents ke muh pe, like, acha batao ab kya karna hai, apni marzi se batao.
Yeah.
So that happened with me. I went up to him and he was like, and I was blank. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Us time pe, one thing came out of my mouth. Like, I was like, okay, I'm good at arts. So I told him, I was like, I like to draw. Maybe I want to go in arts. And he was like, arts.
Ha ha ha.
Dot, dot, dot. And yep. I'm like, yeah, arts. And he's like, But then there's one thing. I'm like, what? He's like, you're choosing your subjects by yourself. I want you to excel in them. So meri marzi ke subjects mein excel nahin kar sakti ho. Fine. Apni marzi ke subjects mein excel karo. Achha, ye pressure alag ban gaya. At that time, because he was demanding an answer and I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do, I saw one thing, okay, great. At least I have something. I just look at my skill set at the moment. Wahan pe jab aap kisi ke samne khade ho, aapka dimag nahi chal raha hota. And at that time, the one thing that came into my mind that I had in my skill set was drawing, was like my creativity. So I was like, I'm going to do arts. Arts as in like fine arts. So he was like, okay, now excellent that. Now after spending like, you know, a good 2 years studying fine arts, and like now it's like I'm on the same verge. Like I started off bahut achhi tarike se ke like I like this is more my domain. Yes, it is. It is more my domain, but still the question is there that arts maybe bahut kuch hai. Bahut kuch hai karne ko. I still have psychology. I could just go for BSc psychology or something.
Okay.
Yeah, important to remember, Ms. Khan, you're still 18, so you're kind of...
Exactly.
You're still in the thick of it, so there's probably a lot more twists and turns in your story.
See, exactly.
Because we've all gone through it.
Yeah, but like, I'm just saying, I don't get how, just like Hamza said, log itne multi-dimensional kaise ho sakte hain? Theek hai, hote hain. Like, main teen alag-alag jagah, matlab ek, bilkul teen alag-alag fields hain ye. Matlab...
Yeah, Ms. Khan, nahi hote. Main tumhe batau ki mera matlab ye nahi hai. सब होते हैं. डिफरेंस ये है कि लाइफ अगर फॉर एग्जांपल मेरा पॉइंट ये कहने का है कि यू नो इफ यू लिव अ लाइफ वेयर एवरीथिंग फॉल्स इनटू प्लेस इन सच अ वे कि यू नो द विजन और द व्यू दैट यू हैव ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, आप शुरू में जिस तरीके से आप दुनिया को देख रहे हैं, आप उसी तरीके से दुनिया को देखते 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 आप चलते रहे, तो फिर ऑब्वियसली आप ज्यादा आप एक्सपेरिमेंट नहीं कर पाते लाइफ में. आपको कोई नए एक्सपीरियंसेस नहीं मिलते. आपको डिफरेंट डिसीजंस नहीं लेने पड़ते. You know, you can sort of go on the track. हाँ, लेकिन exactly. लेकिन जब life में थोड़ा different, अगर कोई challenge आता है या कोई ups and downs आते हैं, फिर आपको अपना रास्ता थोड़ा बदलना पड़ता है. और जब आप थोड़ा रास्ता बदलते हैं, फिर आपको पता चलता है आपकी काबिलियत ज्यादा है. आप बल्कि ये भी कर सकते हैं, वो भी कर सकते हैं. आप सोचें अगर आपकी आगे फैमिली जब होगी, आपके बच्चे होंगे, आपके उनके भी बच्चे होंगे आगे, तो आप सोचें अगर आपकी लाइफ में आपने एक चीज करते हुए आए हैं, इट्स नाइस. They will, matlab, your kids will grow up seeing you in sort of a very clear sort of set regime. Theek hai, it's nice for them to see that. Lekin, it's also nice to grow up with parents, yeah, with elders, jinhone, they've dabbled in different things, aur unhone har cheez mein they've shown that they can excel in different things and they can apply themselves to different things. Matlab, I feel personally, ki agar maine ye dekha hota, अगर मैंने अपने इर्द गिर्द अगर लोगों को इस तरीके से अगर देखा होता, तो आई नो फॉर अ फैक्ट कि मैंने आई वुड हैव मेड द डिसीजंस आई वुड हैव मेड बिफोर. बिकॉज आई नो मैं फिर ये कहता कि मैं तो शायद फिर यूनिवर्सिटी भी नहीं जाता. मैं कहता कि यार मैं थोड़ा टाइम लूंगा बीच में, आई एम गोइंग टू सी, मतलब मैं मे बी थोड़ा ट्रैवल करूंगा या कुछ एक्सपेरिमेंट करूंगा लाइफ के साथ, फिर मैं शायद स्टडी करूंगा. लाइक राइट नाउ एट 24 आई एक्चुअली फील मेरी अंडरस्टैंडिंग या मेरी लाइफ चॉइसेस अब जो है ना वो ज्यादा सेटल्ड हैं और वो ज्यादा थॉट थ्रू हैं. अगर मैं अगर कोई डिसीजन लूंगा तो मुझे पता है व्हाट आई वांट टू डू, मैं उसको किस तरीके से करूंगा, किस तरीके से अप्लाई करूंगा. आई डिडंट नो दैट व्हेन आई वाज 18 एंड आई थिंक वो जो फ्रॉम दैट पॉइंट टू नाउ इट वाज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग जर्नी. आई लर्न सो एंड आई विल प्रोबब्ली कीप लर्निंग दैट.
सो इट्स बेसिकली आई एम एट लाइक
योर क्रॉसरोड्स.
या एग्जैक्टली आई एम एट क्रॉसरोड्स वेयर एज लाइक यू नो I'm just at a different spot on the road. I can't relate to whatever you're saying, but then I still know, I'm like conscious of this fact that I'm still 18. There's nothing, like, I don't have anything to lose, like, as if at least like right now.
Yeah, there's so much to do in the world. Yeah.
Aiza, were you saying something?
Yeah,
please.
I thought she was saying something, but
She was. Yeah. But I don't know.
Hamza talks at like 100 miles an hour.
That's really good. Main bada impress ho rahi hu is cheez se. Koi to hai bolta hai and I'm like
nahi वैसे वैसे you know something आयजा के जो बोलने में जो एक ठहराव है ना वो मुझे बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है. बहुत कम लोगों के अंदर एक ठहराव होता है बात करने का. आजकल सब जो है ना भड़बड़ बात करते हैं including me.
Well, you just came from a rock concert, so.
But what concert? क्या मतलब मेरी आवाज़ थोड़ी जो है ना अभी बैठी हुई है लेकिन फिर भी जो है ना
exactly
energy तो है yeah.
Exactly.
जज्बा है, जुनून है.
तो हिम्मत क्यों हाँ? अच्छा.
Well, let me tell you guys something. So, मेरी तरफ से, right? मैंने तीन बार major change किया college में. पहले मैं engineering में था, civil engineering. फिर मैंने I went into pre-pharmacy. So I was on the same track as you, Hamza. मगर वो pre-pharmacy वाला जो change था ना, वो ज़्यादा parental pressure, family pressure की वजह से. You know, oh यार. Pharmacists, you know, they make a lot of money, do that, right? I went into it. So, ek saal mein mujhe pata lag gaya ki this is not for me. So, ye nahi ki maine koshish nahi ki, yaar meri grades kharab aa gayi. I was getting really bad grades and I was talking to pharmacists every day. I used to go to our pharmacies over here and talk to them and ask them. And most of them, just like Hamza's perception was, their feedback was like, oh, those were the worst 6 years of my life.
Bas.
And I was like, you made yourself go through 6 years of your life and you do look miserable. Man.
Yeah, bro, trust me. Mujhe pata hai, yeah. Yahi hota hai. Yahi hota hai.
Magar hota kya hai ke, in my case at least, there's a question, and I'll ask you guys this question as well. There's a very popular question, which is like, if you had $1 million, or let's say you had, I don't know, rupee mein kitna banega, 10,000 rupees, what would you actually do? So you had the financial security, you don't have to worry about money. Then what would you do, right? So mere liye, एक आंसर पता क्या था. आई हैड लाइक कपल आंसर्स थिंग्स दैट रियली इंट्रीग्ड मी बट नन ऑफ देम वर मनी मेकर्स. ये सबसे बड़ा मसला था. एक तो था जर्नलिज्म, एक था सोशियोलॉजी और एक था एंथ्रोपोलॉजी. सो आई रियली लाइक द स्टडी ऑफ ह्यूमंस. आई रियली लाइक द स्टडी ऑफ सोशल कल्चर्स एंड आई रियली लाइक आई लव द न्यूज. आई वॉन्ट टू बी अ जर्नलिस्ट और समथिंग. आई न्यू बींग फ्रॉम एन इमिग्रेंट फैमिली, वी डिडंट हैव अ लॉट ऑफ मनी. वी हैड फाइनेंशियल इश्यूज ग्रोइंग अप. आई न्यू that as soon as I get out of college, I have to make money. So, phir main idhar aa gaya. Maine dekha mera skill set kya hai. Aur ye kaafi der maine, I was around Aiza's age, I think, when I made this decision. So, I graduated late from college, but I did it. And I got a really good job right out. My career really took off. And then in 5-6 years, I'm like super stable. But where am I right now? Oh, I also wanted to explore teaching. So, now I'm actually thinking of giving online classes to people around like the technologies that I've learned and stuff. So I'm basically using the financial security that I was finally able to buy for myself through, I guess, establishing a good career. And I'm using the spare time that I have now to just pursue my interests. And those interests aren't making me money, but I get some satisfaction out of it. So Puckcord, for example, right now, it's not a, you know, monetized or anything like that, but it's really fun to do. That's just some food for thought. That $1 million, you know, what would you do if you had $1 million? Does make sense. That's a true search for, I guess, what your peak interests are. But you also have to have, I guess, what our parents are trying to do with us is kind of exhibit some sense of realism. Like you have to be realistic as well. I think it's somewhere in the middle. You have to combine a little bit of realism with, I guess, your interests, and the solution is somewhere out there. I really admire what Hamza does, for example. Hamza has a huge interest in music, and he's talked about this in one of our episodes, and now he has a band of his own. He sings constantly.
Living, breathing Marathi, bas aur kuch nahi.
Yeah, he's pursuing his interests on the side, but you're doing it. You're getting there. Who knows what opportunities might come out of that. And that's something you can really start exploring in your mid-20s, which Hamza is at right now, or your late-20s, where I am right now. So I think what's nice is even after all this frustration, there is hopefully a light at the end of the tunnel. You will still get to explore.
There's a silver lining.
Yeah, like kahi par log aise samajhte hain ki yaar maine major kar liye koi aisi cheez mein jo mujhe bilkul pasand nahi thi. Ab ho gaya, you know, I wish I could reverse the clock. I wish I could go back taaki main sahi kaam kar sakta. Lekin it's never too late. I think it's never too late.
बस एक सिंपल सी बात ही होती है कि यार कुछ भी होता है जिंदगी में, आपको कभी कभार कुछ चीजें समझ नहीं आती, लेकिन आपका जो नजरिया होता है ना, आप किस तरीके से चीज को देखते हैं, अगर आप ये समझें कि यार इसमें कोई बेहतरी है मेरे लिए, अल्लाह ने कोई ना कोई इसमें बेहतरी मेरे लिए पैदा करेगा, ठीक है, जो हो गया अभी जो हो रहा है, ठीक है, आई माइट नॉट बी सो कीन ऑन इट, لیکن یا آئی وازنٹ کین آن اٹ بیفور, لیکن یہ ہے کہ اب جو ہے اٹس دا پریزنٹ, اٹس واٹ آئی ایم ڈیلنگ وتھ, لیکن اس میں میری کوئی بہتری ہے, آئی جسٹ ہیو ٹو کیپ لوکنگ فارورڈ کہ دیر از سم تھنگ گڈ اراؤنڈ دا کارنر. ایونچولی اف یو لک ایٹ اٹ دیٹ وے بنتا ہے, بیکاز دین یو ٹیک یور اپرچونیٹیز از ویل, کیونکہ آپ ہمیشہ آپٹیمسٹک ہیں اباؤٹ یور فیوچر اینڈ یور پراسپیکٹس. Because you can always be worse, you know, it's a simple thing, it can always be worse, so wherever you are, it's actually the best place you can be, so the only way to go from there is forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Pakistan mein arts ka hai kya, like scene, like is there opportunity there?
بولنے میں یہ لگی تھی کہ اگر کوئی آگے کیا نام ہے کسی آرٹس کی فیلڈ میں جاتا بھی ہے نا, فار ایگزامپل دیر از فیشن ڈیزائننگ, دیر از لائک ماس کمیونیکیشن, دیر از جرنلزم, دیر از لائک ا لاٹ آف آرٹس ریلیٹڈ, یو نو دیٹ ویری آرٹس لے لو, لیکن اس سائڈ پہ جو بھی جاتے ہیں کر کے وہ بھی ایف ایس سی ہی جاتے ہیں. ایف ایس سی تک تو ہے نا سب کے اوپر ایک ہوتا ہے کہ نہیں کرنی تو ایف ایس سی ہے, ایف اے کا تو نام ہی نہ لو نا,
وہ تو پریشر ہے ہی نا, ہر کسی نے کرنی ہی ہے.
وہی کہہ رہی ہوں نا کہ لائک کرنی تو ایف ایس سی ہے. ہاں ایف ایس سی کے بعد اگر آپ کو آپ ایڈمیشن دے دے کے آپ کو ایڈمیشن کہیں نہیں مل رہا, دین یو آر لائک او شٹ, تو اس ٹائم پہ آپ کے پیرنٹس کہتے ہیں یار لے لو ایڈمیشن, پھر تم یو نو پھر دین یو گو ان ٹو لائک پروگرامز دیٹ آر ریلیٹڈ ٹو آرٹس. اوکے, لیکن ایف اے بیسکس آف آرٹس, ایون اف یو وانٹ ٹو گو ان آرٹس لائک ہیو سم بیسکس آف آرٹس, بٹ دا یہاں پہ سین پھر سے وہی ہوتا ہے کہ میں نے جتنی اپنی, لیٹس جسٹ ٹاک اباؤٹ مائی بیچ ویئر آئی گو ٹو اسکول, آرٹس کے سبجیکٹس کہیں بھی کسی بھی پرائیویٹ اسکول میں یہاں پاکستان میں آئی ہیو نیور سین کہ پرائیویٹ اسکولس میں ہوتے ہوں. پرائیویٹ اسکولس میں ہمیشہ آپ کو بایو کیمسٹری فزکس میتھس بس یہ ملیں گے آپ کو, اینڈ پبلک اسکولس میں کوالٹی ہے, کوالٹی آف ایجوکیشن ناٹ ایز اپ ٹو مارک, بٹ آئی ایم گونا سے اٹس ناٹ ریئلی دیٹ بیڈ ایٹ آل, because I myself go to a public school because this is the only place that I found jahan pe mere subjects offer ho rahe the ya wo subjects offer ho rahe the jo maine padhne aage. So like seeing ye hota hai ki yahan pe bhi even if I see like students in my batch, I don't know what word to use that is not offensive, but like they come from very conservative families, unse pucho na like mere batch mein jo bandiyan thi maine agar unse kabhi pucha na ki yaar aage kya scene hai, none of them were into getting into a career. They were like, ہاں یار بس اسٹڈیز کمپلیٹ کرنی ہے کسی طرح, لائک ماسٹرز بیچلرز لینی ہے اینڈ کوئی ڈگری لینی ہے اینڈ دین اس کے بعد شادی کر کے اپنے گھر کے اپنے بچے کرنے. لیجٹ یہ مینٹیلٹی ہے, مطلب آرٹس والے اسٹوڈنٹس کی. تو وہی میں کہہ رہی ہوں کہ لائک یہاں پہ کریئر مائنڈیڈ لوگ نہیں ہیں ایف اے میں, ایٹ لیسٹ جہاں تک میں نے دیکھا ہے کریئر مائنڈیڈ لوگ نہیں ہیں. یو ڈو ایف اے کیونکہ لائک جس کو کچھ نہیں کرنا ہوتا نا وہ جا کے ایف اے کرتا ہے, کیونکہ لائک ویسے بھی آگے کر کے شادی کر کے بچے ہی کرنے ہیں نا. Like that's the answer that I get, and you know when people look at me they mostly like, well you know that's you know sarcastic smirk, okay, oh you, when I talk about career they're like yeah sure, you know it's like you know just they're saying ha humne bhi dekh liya tum kya karogi, it's that kind of thing. So the arts ka ye matlab scene hai, aur jo jaane wale hote hain wo chale bhi jate hain, aisi koi baat nahi hai, NCA bhara hua hai. اگر این سی میں دیکھو تو ٹیلنٹ کی, این سی اے از نیشنل کالج آف آرٹس, اٹس ان لاہور اینڈ اٹس دی ہب آف لائک یو نو ایوریبڈی دیٹ گوز انٹو آرٹس رائٹ. سو اگر اف یو سی ٹیلنٹ, پاکستان میں ٹیلنٹ کی کمی نہیں ہے, لیکن ان سے بھی پوچھو نا کبھی جا کے, ان یونیورسٹی اسٹوڈنٹ سے بھی پوچھو جو میجرز ان فائن آرٹس کر رہے ہیں یا میجرز ان پینٹنگ, میجرز ان سم تھنگ لائک دیٹ, وہ کچھ بھی کر رہے ہیں نا, ان سے بھی جا کے پوچھو کہ لائک کیا کیا ہے, ایف ایس سی کی ہے, پری انجینئرنگ ہے, پری میڈیکل کی ہے, اس کے بعد یہاں پہ آئے ہیں. So nobody takes FA.
Yeh kahani hai.
Exactly. Even public schools bhi aur jo convent hota hai. I was a student there, thi ki meri physics tak education hai wo wahi sahi hai, but wahan pe bhi subjects bhi computers, pre engineering aur pre medical.
Bas
is tarah se limit kar diya jata.
You know the only thing I will say here, ye jo recurring theme hai na, we ہے کہ ہمارے یہاں جو ایک کلچر بن چکا ہے, اینڈ بیکاز آبویسلی آئی لیو ہیئر ان دی یو کے, اینڈ آئی تھنک دی ویئرڈ تھنگ از گورے جو ہے نا, وی لیوڈ انڈر کولونیل سورٹ آف سسٹم, جہاں پہ آئی تھنک وی وانٹڈ ٹو آلویز اسپائر ٹو وائٹ کالر جابس, یو نو وائٹ کالر آئیڈینٹیٹیز. آئی تھنک کہ ہمارے یہاں تھنک اباؤٹ اٹ, اگر ہمارا جو بگیسٹ ایکسپورٹ ہے ایز اے پیپل right? I would say is our culture, our arts, our culture. That's, I personally would think that's our biggest export. It's the thing that distinguishes us even with our neighboring countries, right? Lekin, the one thing that we don't do is hamari jo institutions hain, uske andar wo cheez zyada existence hi nahi hai, matlab koi usko zyada tarjeeh nahi deta, matlab haan, kuch hain jo reputable institutions hain, jaise NCA ka naam liya hai, please, jahan pe log nikhar ke matlab artists aaye hain, jo main jo aapka talent hai, ya jo purane jo aapka ek batch hai talent ka, wo un jagahon se, un institutions se utke aaya hai, theek hai, you know, they are the backbone this industry keh le ya of the industry whatever, lekin I think problem ye hai ki hamare yahan is cheez ko zyada attention nahi di gayi hai. But when you look at the West, it's the complete opposite. In the West, if you look at you know, like the bigger universities like Oxford, Cambridge, they were built on the basis of culture, the basis of arts. Even now, agar aap wahan pe kuch study karna chahte hain, you're better going there to study subjects to do with arts and culture and history, as opposed to studying your sciences and your mathematics, purely because they are more rich in that. Aur hamare yahan sadly us cheez ki matlab pura jo concept hai wo bilkul khatam ho chuka hai. Because the way I look at it, agar hum jo purane jo pichle jo writers aa chuke hain, jo hum legendary writers jinko hum mante hain pichle 100 saalon mein, wo sab literature padh ke aaye the. They all purely studied literature, and they only purely studied arts. That was their main field, that was their main focus. And to be honest, what they did with that, it's timeless. Uska jo influence hai, it's greater than anything else. It helps shape our culture. So wahi baat hai na ki jo writers hote hain, it's the writers and it's art that helps shape and define generations. It's not scientists, and matlab yes, they can help, they help to aid the generation, but it's actually arts and culture which helps define a generation and allows it to move.
Yeah, exactly. Like science doesn't, you know, science has its pluses, you know, it's pros. Okay, we get it. But tradition ko alive rakhne ke liye, basically you have artists, you have people that, you know, culturally understand the tradition and take it, like usko nikhar ke wo bahar laate hain. And that is a person that can be called an artist. They are called artists because they know how the art of tradition and it all works.
Exactly. Simple point. For example, Allama Iqbal, right? He is regarded as one of the greatest poets and one of the, you know, and a very good scholar of Southeast Asia. And the thing is, it's not just in Southeast Asia. He's regarded as that, even in the West. But the thing is, he never went and studied sciences. He never studied any of those subjects. He studied subjects related to literature and arts, right?
Exactly.
And the thing is, Atika, the only difference that I think distinguishes him as opposed to other people, unka already jo background tha, he was from a very good background, right? Aur hamare yahan ye abhi bhi concept ban hai ki ha, tum jo bhi karna chaho kar lo, lekin ha, it suits only those people jo अच्छे पैसे वाले घरों से हैं. अगर वो पैसे वाले घर से हैं तो वो कुछ भी कर लें, वो बना लेंगे कुछ ना कुछ. तो ऑब्वियसली उनके लिए एक एडवांटेज होती है एज अपोज टू पीपल जो लोअर बैकग्राउंड से हैं, उनके लिए ये नहीं है. एज यू सेड हबीब, मेरा भी यही एक्सपीरियंस है कि यार मैं तो जैसे ही स्कूल लीव किया, मैंने कहा यार अब मुझे जॉब करनी है. बिकॉज आई वॉज इन द सेम पोजिशन, हमारी भी फाइनेंशियल सिचुएशन यही थी. We came as immigrants, we came here, we settled, and from then on it's always been, you know, hand to mouth. It's never been comfortable. Matlab ab jaake thoda comfortable hua, but it's still not comfortable. You know, it might take us maybe most of my life to get to a point ke main keh sakta hu ki main comfortable hunga yahan pe. So I've never had that liberty ke main sochu ki yaar main ye bhi kar sakta hu, wo bhi kar sakta hu. But then I've had to tell myself, no, if everyone else can do it, I can also do it. I can't worry about those things. Wahi hai na, जो होना है वो मेरे हाथ में नहीं है, वो अल्लाह के हाथ में. लेकिन बात यह है कि मैंने अपनी इंटेंशन ये बनानी है कि अगर मेरा दिल इस तरफ है, अगर मेरा इंटरेस्ट इस तरफ है, तो मैं सिर्फ उसी काम को जस्टिफाई कर सकता हूँ, उसी के अंदर मैं कुछ ना कुछ हासिल कर सकता हूँ, विच विल बी बेनिफिशियल टू मी एज वेल, यू नो, एज अपोज टू अदर थिंग्स. एंड आई थिंक व्हेन इट कम्स टू आर्ट्स एंड लिटरेचर, वहाँ पे हमारा नजरिया थोड़ा बदलना चाहिए. You know, we need to be accepting of that because it really is a big part of our culture and a big part of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fully agree. There is one thing though, Hamza, to play devil's advocate a little bit.
Uh-huh, bilkul.
ye jo tumne point banaya na pehle about some of the greatest people who influenced our lives today were basically artists, right? We're talking about writers, mathematicians, Socrates, philosophers, right?
Beshak, yeah.
Unki jo writings hain wo aaj tak hum influence karti hain, lekin jo point of is, ye main I'm speaking mostly from an American context. Yahan pe education sasti nahi padti, bahut mehengi hoti hai. I mean, yeah. I think it's the same in Pakistan too for higher end universities. So you have to pay quite a bit.
True, yeah.
So yahan pe most people when they go to school, they have to take out loans. Kyunki kisi ke paas itne paise nahi pade hote, you know, they to pay
student loans. Exactly, like people just live on student loans, and then half of the time, like a lot of people, like pehli decade to graduation ke grad school ke baad pehli decade to unko sirf ye student loans dene mein lag jati hai. Like, I've heard that so much.
Exactly. But mera point kehne ka ye tha ki these skills, writing, math, what else was it, philosophy, these are so accessible to us. I'm not saying that you can be a master right outside of school, but you can still capture a lot of it from, we have the internet available today, you know?
I know, yeah.
The people who influence us today from history, they didn't necessarily go to, I mean, I don't know how much academic accessibility they had. And even if they did go to school, they probably did not have the types of expenses that we had today, you know, in terms of... incredible, just the outrageous expenses that you take up from just going to school. It's not cheap anymore. So that's where a lot of the older generation is coming from. It's like, aapne paise kharch nahi hai agar school jaake, so why not do something that you can not learn anywhere else except in school? You know, pick up those types of skills that you could potentially really master, and you really could make the most out of your money and time being spent within school. So that's where I think a little bit of it is coming from. If that makes sense.
I know, exactly. And is baat ko main kabhi deny nahi karta, lekin I think the only thing I would say is, for example, theek hai, you know, you have to apply yourself. Wohi baat aati hai, you need a professional, you need something ki jahan se you can recover whatever you've spent, you know. You don't want to live your life hand to mouth, right? Lekin phir at the same time, I've seen examples jahan pe logon ne is tarike se nahi matlab dekha hai, matlab they've decided to do something completely weird, completely off the wall sort of stuff, ke jahan pe aap immediately dekhenge isme to kuch bhi nahi hai, isme koi prospect nahi hai, lekin again baat wo ye unki determination hai, unki willpower hai, unka enthusiasm hai us subject ke. Wo mujhe kahenge ha lekin ye to ek banda hai, main kahunga nahi, baat to yahi hai ki us bande ne dikha diya na, kyunki usko interest us field mein tha, aur uski determination aisi thi, usne jis kisam usne jitni jiddojahd ki us cheez ke piche, ab jaake usko uska phal mil raha hai na. To baat ye hai ki yahi matlab lesson learn karne ke liye duniya mein, ki yaar aap kisi kaam mein bhi wahi, you know, law of attraction, you if you want something so badly and you do everything you can for it, it will have to come in your direction. It's how it works. Lekin hum hamesha jo hai na, hum लोगों को थोड़ा मतलब हमेशा पीपल स्टे डिस्ट्रैक्टेड बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट अदर पीपल से, और हमेशा जो है ना डिस्करेज हो जाते हैं बहुत आसानी से.
आजकल की सोसाइटी ऐसी है कि अगर आपने बाय योर मिड 20s, बाय लाइक द एज ऑफ 25, इफ यू हैवंट गॉटन योर स्टफ सॉर्टेड आउट, इफ यू हैवंट फिगर्ड आउट योर सिचुएशन, देन यू आर गोना बी इन डीप फाइनेंशियल मेस. तो यहाँ पे इसी चीज का डर होता है लोगों को. अब कम से कम मुझे, अब आई वाज गोना आस्क दिस अबाउट द पाकिस्तानी एनवायरनमेंट ओवर देयर, लेकिन यहाँ पे इतना होता है, इतनी तसल्ली हो जाती है कि आई हैव हैड इन माय बिजनेस, इन माय कॉर्पोरेशंस, बिजनेस ओरिएंटेड जॉब्स, राइट, आई हैव हैड अ मैनेजर हु वाज अ म्यूजिक मेजर, आई हैव हैड अ मैनेजर हु वाज अ कम्युनिकेशंस मेजर, वन मैनेजर हु वाज एन इंग्लिश मेजर. मतलब उन्होंने बिजनेस में मेजर किया ही नहीं, लेकिन फिर भी उनको अपॉर्चुनिटीज, लाइक म्यूजिक से आप बिजनेस में कैसे आ सकते हैं? ही हैड द एक्सपीरियंस, तो कंपनीज दे डोंट केयर अबाउट दैट, दे ओवरलुक दैट, दे जस्ट गिव यू द जॉब. लेकिन क्या पाकिस्तान में ऐसे हो सकता है? आई डोंट नो.
वही बात आ गई, 22-25 में भी जाते हैं, आपको 50 ईयर्स का भी एक्सपीरियंस चाहिए. हाउ इज इट पॉसिबल? मतलब अभी कोई अगर कॉलेज ग्रेजुएट है, ठीक है, तो उसको पूछते हैं, हाउ मच एक्सपीरियंस डू यू हैव इन दिस फील्ड? How am I supposed to have experience? So I'm a fresh graduate. You have offered this job to a fresh graduate. Okay.
तो ये मेरे ख्याल में, if we can change this process, कि लोगों को कम से कम jobs, economy तो हम अपनी ठीक करें ना, ताकि लोगों को जॉब्स की तसल्ली तो हो, लाइक यू हैव अपॉर्चुनिटीज आउट देयर फॉर यू. अगर कोई फाइनेंशियल जरूरत पड़ जाए, अगर कोई यू नो इफ यू डोंट टेक ऑफ फॉर एग्जांपल विद व्हाट योर ट्रू पैशंस आर. सबसे बड़ी बात यह है कि जिस तरह हमजा ने बोला है, लाइक आपने जो मर्जी कर ली है, यू नो कॉलेज खत्म भी हो गया शायद, और मे बी योर क्लोज टू द एंड ऑफ इट, हिम्मत नहीं हारनी चाहिए. इवन इफ यू फील लाइक कंप्लीटली अनश्योर ऑफ व्हाट यू डिड और व्हेदर इट हैज प्रॉस्पेक्ट्स और नॉट. आई मीन मैं अभी तक अपने आप को पूछता हूँ कहीं पर, यू नो आई एम लाइक 29 and I have a really good job and career, lekin kya maine sahi faisla kiya tha ki nahi yaar kuch aur kar leta, nahi yaar. Lekin baat bas itni hai ki I settled at something that I realized I was good at, which was numbers. I like numbers, I like math, aur maine phir ye management information systems, which is basically like a crossover computer science and business, ye wala maine major kar liya, aur and I turned out to be really good at it. तो फिर ऐसा हुआ कि मैंने कभी सोचा भी नहीं था कि आई विल एवर बी हैप्पी इन एन ऑफिस. मैंने शुरू से बोल दिया था अपने आप को, यार मैंने ऑफिस में कभी नहीं जाना, लाइक आई नेवर वांट टू डू एन ऑफिस जॉब एवर.
मैं भी यही बंदा था,
मेरा 18 साल की उम्र में मेरा यही फैसला था, लेकिन नाउ आई एम सिटिंग इन एन ऑफिस ऑल डे.
लेकिन सब यही सोचते
एग्जैक्टली. कौन सा बच्चा ऐसा सोचता है बड़ा 5 साल का, बाबा मैंने यू नो ऑफिस में बैठना है? नेवर. यू वांट टू बी एन एस्ट्रोनॉट और यू नो लाइक पायलट बनना है मैंने, फायर फाइटर, कोई बड़ी बड़ी चीजें, यू नो मैंने एडवेंचरर बनना है. कोई ऐसी जॉब्स होती नहीं एडवेंचरर सैलरी की.
इंडियाना जोन्स बनना, एक बार मुझे इंडियाना जोन्स बनने का बहुत शौक.
इंडियाना जोन्स, या एग्जैक्टली.
ओके,
यू जस्ट हैव टू मेक द मोस्ट ऑफ इट, लाइक इट गेट्स बेटर एंड यू गेट यू लर्न टू काइंड ऑफ डील विद इट एंड इट एक्चुअली बिकम्स फन समटाइम्स टू. मैं ऑफिस में बैठा हूं तो लेकिन कहीं पर आई बी स्टक एट अ वेरी चैलेंजिंग प्रॉब्लम, बट बिकॉज़ आई एम वेरी गुड एट सॉल्विंग दोस मैथमेटिकल थिंग्स, mathematical issues, I actually get some satisfaction out of doing that. Phir paycheck aa jata hai, I kind of like the fact that I'm not broke anymore like I was in college.
Yeah, exactly.
Paycheck bahut acha mil jata hai, Allah ka shukr hai.
It rejuvenates you all the time.
Exactly, right. And then, like Hamza did, you know, Hamza ne apne parents ke saath negotiate kiya ki I'll do this college first and then I'll pursue music. Aur aisa hi thoda sa main bhi kar raha hu, you know, you get established first and then you pursue some side interests as well. That works out pretty well too. Lekin zaruri nahi hai ki har bande ka, you know, ek hi tarika nahi hota, you know, life ka. This is just the formula that I guess we followed respectively. Lekin bas ye hota hai ki himmat nahi harni chahiye, that's the most important point.
The only thing main isme bas add karunga, again it depends on how you know perceive life or aap kis tarike se usko approach karte hain, lekin inevitably matlab meri hamesha ye thinking rahi hai ki yaar aap you should never get too comfortable with things. Usi mein there's a danger, it's within our nature, things never remain constant, things keep changing, life things keep changing all the time, and aapko khud jo hai na, you have to, it's good to actually go through different experiences or go through challenges just may you end up having to change your approach time and time again. Kyunki matlab again main hamesha usko thodi deeni perspective mein le jata hu hamesha is baat ko, kyunki main hamesha ye samajhta hu ki yaar zindagi mein mujhe nahi, zindagi ek safar hi hai, matlab aap hamesha aap ek traveler ki aap agar aap zehniyat ke andar aap apne aap ko dale to phir aap sahi hain, because at the end of the day life is a form of, it's a travel, matlab aur kuch nahi hai. आपको at the end of the day this is not the end, this is not the this is not the finite thing, you know, there's more after this. So at the end of the day agar aap chal rahe hain to aapko ye samajhna chahiye ki yaar aap baat hui hai, aap jab qabar mein jayenge aap apne saath apna career nahi lekar jayenge, aap apne saath apni earnings nahi lekar, aap kuch nahi lekar jayenge, sirf aap khud hi jayenge uske andar.
To
लोग जो होते हैं कि बैठे हुए, अब वो एक कुर्सी पे बैठे हुए हैं जिसपे वो मतलब वो ढेर सारा पैसा कमा रहे हैं, उनको बहुत इज्जत भी मिल रही है, सब कुछ ठीक है, ग्रेट, राइट, लेकिन नेवर गेट टू कंफर्टेबल. और इसमें आप कभी ज्यादा गरूर भी महसूस ना करें, उसके कोई फायदा नहीं है. वही है, अल्लाह बेहतर जानता है, हो सकता है एकदम से कुछ होगा, समथिंग विल हैपन एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट विल स्लिप आउट ऑफ योर हैंड एंड देन यू हैव टू मेक समथिंग बेटर ऑफ इट गोइंग फॉरवर्ड.
सी दैट्स That is the kind of like the approach that I go for. It's mostly like,
yeah,
you know, life is kind of like a bitch, and that's how like I got through. Nay, seriously, wait a minute.
The wise muskan.
Can you?
Yeah, go okay, on. Go yeah. On.
So life throws things at you. You know, it throws challenges. It throws a lot of things at you, and you just have to be that person. You just have to keep on, you know, fighting it. That's all it is.
Exactly.
I swear to God, I feel like, you know, like Dumbledore and Gandalf are having a tea party. And yeah, I'm like Ron Weasley. I'm like Ron Weasley. I don't know shit.
I'm stuck between two wise guys.
I'm like Ron Weasley and I'm like, bloody hell. Like, legit.
Okay, by the way, main yahan pe Gandalf hun. I claim Gandalf.
I know. I that's what I said. You're Gandalf.
Actually,
and she's
positioned sambhal li hui hai dono ne.
Exactly. Red is Dumbledore and Isaac can be, what's her name again? Professor McGonagall. See, at the end of the day, I do have opinions, but at the same pace, like, phir wo Hamza wali baat aati hai ki, like, I'm only 18. I mean, there's still, like, things I haven't experienced. There's, like, so many things that I haven't gone through, and you guys have, and you, like, there's people that are ahead of my time, and they're telling me, kid, you're gonna sort it out. It's not the end of the world. And to be honest, so somewhere in the world, I do believe that, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing, kid. What is it gonna take?
No, but I think the thing is that I can say one thing. Ke already tumhara jis tarike se tum duniya ko dekh rahi ho and jis tarike se tum tumhare jo ideas hain already tum, I think you're already on a good path. Matlab, I think you're somebody ke hota hai ke some people who are so dead set on things, unko lagta hai ki unko pata hai exactly kya karna hai duniya, unko pata hai ki kya karenge, kis tarike se karenge. To plan to some extent is not a bad thing. Lekin ek hota hai na ki itni certainty ho jaye insaan ko ki usko pata hai ki yehi hoga, yehi hoga. Usme danger hota hai. I've been in that place. In your case, it's good to be unsure. It's actually not a bad thing. It's actually good to be a little scared about things.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Because at least then you're wary. Lekin aapko ye zarur pata hai ki jab koi achi opportunity hogi na, main usi waqt lunga. Wo tunnel vision jo hai na, I won't allow that to take place. I won't allow that to take over me. Ye sabse badi important cheez hai.
Aur jo sahi baat jo hai na, sahi baat jo hai mere khayal mein, wo ye hai ki ye kisne define kiya ki 18 saal pe banda adult ho jata hai.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, honestly, 18 is too young to decide. I think even, I think 25 would be a good time to go to college or actually pick your major and stuff. That's how life should have been. The system of life, lekin nahi hai.
Yehi keh raha
hu. Bahut jaldi, you know, pressure dal dete hain logon par jab wo fully develop hi nahi hue aur fully unhone sahi sara kuch dekha bhi nahi to really express what they might be interested in. So ye system hi thoda kharab hai. Lekin am I singing purani jeans or something? I don't know.
What?
Purani jeans. Par usme wo kehta system hai kharab. I don't know.
Pura system hi hai kharab.
Yeah, exactly. मोहल्ले की वो छत और मेरे यार
हाय
सिस्टम
खराब
ऐसे यहाँ पे कैरियोकी शुरू कर देते हम. थैंक यू गाइस. लाफिस
चलो लाफिस.